Good day. This is your host, Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap this beautiful Monday, January 5th, 2026. Today, we illuminate crucial developments in Australia's insurance and financial services sector. Leading the news, Sterling Insurance has amplified its professional indemnity offerings through a binding authority with Lloyd's. As a subsidiary of Melbourne-based ATC Insurance Solutions, Sterling demonstrates unique specialization in complex risk sectors, such as asbestos and environmental factors. This development accentuates Sterling's commitment to embracing innovation and enhancing brokers' control over product and pricing. It expands their services to include varied professionals, from design and construction to training providers, showing Sterling's growing influence in the Australian professional indemnity insurance market. In related news, the Australian Treasury has kick-started a consultation to reform professional indemnity insurance. The consultation targets fortifying professional indemnity insurance as a robust first line of defense, aiming to alleviate the reliance on the compensation scheme of last resort, initiated in April 2024. The Treasury welcomes stakeholders' feedback until February 13, 2026, outlining a commitment to effective, sustainable redress mechanisms for Australian consumers. Expressing the growth in niche specialized coverages, we draw your attention to Sydney-based insurtech firm, UpCover. In a revolutionary stride, UpCover debuts tailored indemnity and public liability coverage for Australian nurses, including practitioners and students. Demonstrating a trend, this agile insurtech offers coverage up to $20 million, with flexibility in monthly payments, catering to nursing professionals at all career stages. Lastly, we spotlight a judicial development involving Allianz Australia Insurance and its subsidiary AWP Australia, penalized with a hefty $16.8 million fine by the Supreme Court of New South Wales. This verdict is a reminder of the need for transparency in insurance advertising. Between 2016 and 2018, Allianz and AWP misrepresented coverage information, potentially leading thousands of consumers into misconceptions about their policy scope. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission underscores the importance of accuracy and comprehension when buying insurance products, advising travelers to inspect terms closely and consult reliable resources to avoid potential misunderstandings. This concludes today's coverage on the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, or to dive deeper into these stories, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more updates. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, signing off.